The weather has been, it's our favourite topic of conversation, I think, isn't it?
This weekend, certainly.
Yes, absolutely. So, who better to discuss the weather and what's going to be happening over the coming days than Simon Evans, who is a Woking-based weather expert. Hello, Simon.
Hello there, John.
Hello. Welcome to Radio Woking. Really nice to talk to you. So, I mean, what are your thoughts on what's been happening with the winds and everything over the last few days?
Well, it's a rare storm. We don't get storms like this very often. Like, we had a red warning, which hasn't been issued ever before. They brought this warning system in 2011 across the UK, the Met Office did, and the naming of storms was started, I think, around about sort of middle part of last decade or so. And we haven't had a storm like this, I think, since 1990 or 1987, in my opinion, the time of Woking locally, especially across southern England.
Okay. And how does what happened over the last few days, how does that compare, do you think, to 1987?
Well, the difference is all the trees didn't have all their leaves on it, because the deciduous trees were all bare. There was only the pine trees and the evergreen trees. And and then all the power supply is more underground this century, compared to back in 1987. And in my opinion, is if the electricity power cables were above the ground more, there'd be more power cuts across the UK, across the southern England, the southeast, and the southwest, more devastating than before. That is just my opinion.
Okay. So I think here in Surrey, I mean, you know, it's very windy over Friday. I think the coast, they would have got it worse. Other areas really badly affected. But do you think we generally were quite mildly affected, do you think, in Surrey? Or were there...
It was very patchy. Some places got hit badly, like one way from town, a few things got hurt, broken, and a few tiles got to the Hilton Hotel, and some other places got hit badly, and some places didn't. It was very patchy, gale force winds, well, hurricane strength winds across the UK. So it was very sketchy. I can only put it down to 1990 or 1997 at the moment, in my opinion, across the UK. That's just my opinion in general.
Okay, so...
Simon, they say that winds and things may be coming back later today and we should prepare for another round, really. What are you seeing? What is your expert knowledge telling you?
Well, I'm hoping... It's a bit late now. I don't think it's going to be a named storm, but this one's coming in. But I'm thinking probably 50 miles per hour across the town of Woking is potentially possible. And these are the gusts of winds. I don't think it'd be as bad as it was on the recent storm. But these winds sometimes can be worse with little extra energy of gusts, which the networkers can't see. No one can see them. They're like phantom winds, which are like rogue winds, which you can't see in these storms. Well, not sort of storm, but it's just a system coming from the northwest. But we should be all right this time. But I don't know if we'll get it as bad as Friday. We shouldn't do, but you just don't know with the nature of the weather. It's just so unpredictable across the UK.
I can imagine very, very changeable and quite hard to kind of predict what exactly is going to happen. What would the weather be doing kind of long term as we head into next week? What can we expect, do you think?
Well, I think it's going to calm down a little bit. There's still going to be gusts of winds, but so there might be light showers of rain. Should be a bit milder. Still cold mornings, but we should have potentially, possibly, we might have a dry start to March and a warm one with high pressure coming up from the south over continental Europe, over France, which means we might get an early warm 18 Celsius early taste of spring if we're lucky. But it's a possibility that might not happen. Low pressure systems still keep coming up from the Atlantic Ocean across the UK in general. So I can't rule out that we're out of the woods yet from wet weather. I'm not sure about storms, but wet weather is still potentially possible for March at the moment, across the south of the UK, especially southeast and southern England and southwest of Cornwall and Devon at the moment.
Does such changeable weather like this make your job more interesting and more fun to do, sir?
It's been rather quiet last month in January. It was pretty boring. I went for a walk for a while. I went around the county so locally just to keep myself occupied. It's been quiet for a while. It's been quite exciting weather lately. We've had this week.
How did you first get interested in weather then, Simon?
Well, I remember watching Micah Fish on TV.
Yes.
I think we all do.
As a child, and I just basically studied a lot, learned a lot about the weather, And my dad got me a weather station as a, when I was a child. I think I was about 12 or 13 years old. And I started recording the weather when I was 12 or 13 years old, locally in Woking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've got local weather data as well for Woking Town.
Oh, amazing. And you have your own YouTube channel, don't you? So what do you do on YouTube?
Yeah, I've been doing that YouTube channel for 4 years now, more or less.
Okay, so what do you do on YouTube then? What can we see on there?
Well, I do computer weather forecasts on it. I do outdoor weather forecasts. I do ones when I'm walking around the county, so locally, and across the UK in general. I go down to Weymouth, southeast of England, abroad as well, some of the forecasts. I did one abroad in the Caribbean on Barbados, one of the islands there, and I was forecast right, and my dad was quite embarrassed, and I saw him then my dad, he's like, I was just going to rain down, I saw the clouds, and the weather forecast from the local station down there in that part of the world was wrong, so no, I didn't know the weather locally, let alone across the world globe. I travel a lot, so I feel a lot better.
Must be really fascinating, and these last few days must have been really, as Matt was saying, really interesting for you, and with your interest in the weather, sort of tracking and following what's happening.
Yeah, it's been very interesting. It's been historical. I think the last time I saw this was when I was a baby in 1987, when the hurricane hit, because I used to live in Bridgie Park as a baby, and I remember it quite well as a baby. I was crying, my mum came to me, the lights went out, I was quite frightened, and I remember my dad saying to me, there's a bin flying outside the window, and I went, I was crying, I remember that, as a baby, that haunted me ever since 1987, I remember it quite well, and those winds were quite frightening on the Friday as well, I was absolutely petrified.
Yes, I think a lot of us got memories of 1987, apart from those that we speak to that weren't born then, but I think I was living at my parents' house, obviously, in Woking, I think a tree came down, I remember that, I think, other than that, I think I might have slept through it, actually. So there you go.
I remember just waking up and going, that's not what Michael Fish said would happen.
Yes, that infamous moment, they won't let him forget that, will they? Yeah, 1987 when he set off, there's no hurricane, don't worry, everything's fine, and then the hurricane.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Should have got you doing the weather then, I think.
Yeah, so I'm gonna do a better film for metal. Well, one step ahead of them.
That's good to know, Stavro. We'll be calling on you.
We will be calling up again if we need to talk weather. It's our favourite subject, I think, to talk about, isn't it? Really, as a nation. And why do you think everyone likes talking about the weather?
Well, because it affects them and their daily lives, travelling around. If it's very hot or sunny, like, for example, they've issued a heatwave warning the Met Office did last year for the first time ever across the south coast. I think it was an amber weather warning, but I remember it quite well, or yellow warning, which was quite hot. And I did go down there last summer with my friend Rory. It was hotter down there, but across where Woking was, it wasn't as hot as it was down at Portsmouth. Mm. We didn't get such a hot summer last year. It was actually quite a miserable summer across Woking Town. We did get some hot days, but it wasn't as hot as it usually is across Woking Town last summer. It was actually quite a dance with it. Okay. Quite disappointing. It's good in September, but not as it was good as last year as it was in the summer. As good in the summer as it was in September last year, basically.
Okay. Well, it's been really interesting to talk to you, Simon, and I'm sure we'll be talking again, but thank you for giving us a bit of insight into what's been happening and what's going on. Do you want to tell us your YouTube channel then, if we want to go and check you out?
It's Simon AG Evans on YouTube. Simon AG Evans on YouTube.
Brilliant. Simon, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Simon. Lovely to talk to you.
And stay safe.
I will. You too, mate. Bye.
Thank you. Bye, Simon. That is local weather expert Simon Evans there talking about what has been going on and what can you expect over the coming days.